see store for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's disingenuous to say we don't know what's going on. Somebody knows what's going on. They're just trying to figure out how they're going to explain it. Now the question really is, okay, what is it and just how bad is it? Because either somebody accidentally launched something or someone intentionally launched something, and it could be somebody trying to make a point on some kind of a foreign weapon system off one of our coasts. It could have been an accidental launch.
Time now for the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we take away another hour in conversation. And this one really is kind of a hot topic. The buzz is about the missile mystery, the California sighting of, was it a bird? Was it a plane? Is it a mystery? Yep, it is so far. What do you think this is? You just heard retired Navy Captain Chuck Nash say that somebody knows what the object was in the skies over California. Just nobody is talking. Why is that? How dare the government, which is supposed to be us, you and me, keep you in the dark about something like this? Could it be something really dangerous or something really foolish? Or maybe they don't even know, which is probably more embarrassing. Reviewing one of the top 10 hits this week, that's what we'll do with the talk radio input, talk television, et cetera, question the North American Air Defense Command trying to resolve. The blogosphere is full of debate. So this is from talk radio, talk television, and all over the new media. CBS News in Los Angeles aired what appeared to be a rocket launch coming out of the ocean, which, let's see here, just north, actually, of Santa Catalina. Video shows what appears to be an arcing plume of engine exhaust rising into the sky west of the city of Los Angeles. But the only thing unambiguous about the event is that the go-to agencies, either with jurisdiction over launches or with fingers poised over launch buttons, the FAA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Defense Department, it wasn't us. We don't know what it is. We don't know. I see nothing. I hear nothing. Sergeant Schultz, where is he? Reporter Martha Raddatz explains the theories, all the different theories surrounding the mystery.
This huge vapor trail, or contrail as it is called, is just 35 miles west of Los Angeles. The shots were taken around sunset and look very much like these actual images of a ballistic missile. No wonder it is getting everyone's attention. So what was it? Was it a missile? Some people seem certain it was.
It could be a test firing of an intercontinental ballistic missile from a submarine.
The Federal Aviation Authority's radar replays didn't detect anything. NORAD did not monitor any missile activity, and the nearby Vandenberg Air Force Base had no planned rocket launches, leaving the Pentagon to issue a statement saying, all DOD entities with rocket and missile programs reported no launches, scheduled or inadvertent, during the time period in the area of the reported contrail. We showed the video to Ivan Ulrich, an expert on missile technology, and he too was baffled.
This might be an aircraft up high and it's still in the sunlight while you're down below in the darkness. This flares out the way a rocket contrail does, and so that would argue that it's a rocket.
Another theory is that it's all an optical illusion. If a plane leaves a contrail while ascending into the sky on its trajectory, it may look like this. But if you look at the same object from another angle, with it traveling away from you, the contrails could make you think the object is going straight up, like a rocket. One thing NORAD says for sure is that we're not under attack. NORAD and U.S. NORTHCOM confirmed that there was no threat to the U.S. homeland. Could it be a secret test? Take another look at the mystery object shot at sunset Monday near L.A., and when you compare that to a similar contrail shot around the same time and place yesterday, this one is most certainly a plane. And the Pentagon this morning says the working theory is that it was a plane, but they simply don't have any definitive information about an airplane being in the area at that moment. So the mystery remains, and we may never know for certain.
Time marches on, and so do we with the information about this story. Your calls at 800-510-8255. Ever see anything strange in the air? Wondering what it was? What's your story? Report to us later on. Meanwhile, here's reporter Josh Leves from CNN speaking with aviation expert John Pike and with MIT professor Ted Postol. Pike says this was definitely a plane. Postol said there's some doubt. There's some doubt. Some doubt.
But I'm about to bring you two experts. One of them who says this is absolutely obviously an airplane. The other one who says it's absolutely obviously not. One of those experts, his name is John Pike. Here he is.
The vehicle hit the tip of the contrail is moving far too slowly to be a rocket. Since the contrail is illuminated by the sunset, you're able to see hundreds of miles of it all the way to the horizon. This creates an optical illusion that it was fired out of the ocean a few dozen miles away.
All right, but some other experts are saying absolutely no way. I just now spoke with an MIT professor who studies and teaches these technologies in international security. His name is Ted Postol. Here's what he says.
It certainly appears to be a missile that was shot into the air. The video appears to have be tracking the object after what looks like a separation between two rocket stages. There's a later part of the video that has a bright point of light followed by a very dilute contrail, not nearly as intense as the contrail at lower altitude. That's typical also for a rocket motor.
He is convinced there is some kind of rocket or missile now. Another thing he's asking, a lot of people are asking, if this was an airplane, why can't U.S. officials just tell us which one it was? We have records of our aircraft in this country, especially since 9/11.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Today, traditional vacations like local ski trips and shoreline getaways are giving way to unique experiences like moshing at culinary hotspots in Singapore and visiting eco-friendly cities in India. What's clear is travelers want to personalize their vacations to reflect their lifestyle. That's why the Marriott Rewards credit card team created a sweepstakes program that puts the winner in complete control to plan a unique and special vacation, according to Tina Chin of Chase Card Services.
This October and November, card members are entered to win the ultimate Marriott Vacation Grand Prize worth up to $25,000. They also have an opportunity to win various daily prizes every time they swipe their Marriott Rewards credit card. Whether card members are looking for a romantic escape for two, a culinary experience with friends, or a getaway with the entire family, the Ultimate Stay Sweepstakes allows them to tailor the trip to their individual lifestyle.
No purchase necessary. The sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2010. Void where prohibited. For more information and official rules, visit chase.com/ultimate stay. I'm Lee Shepherd.
I don't want to grow up. Want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
800-510-TALK, George Norrie. What do you think he, if you've been listening to George, he's got something to say that is worth adding to the conversation here. What's George saying about this? Right now we turn into ABC's Robin Roberts speaking with Dr. Michio Kaku from the Science Channel. Dr. Kaku initially stated that this was a missile. Now He's not sure.
You were talking to us last night, and you seemed like you were pretty convinced that it was a missile. But this morning, you've changed your mind.
I'm beginning to lean toward the airplane theory for two major reasons. First of all, the smoking gun. The smoking gun is the radar sightings in the area, and they see nothing traveling at a fast velocity, only airplanes. And second, irregularities in the trail itself. It seems to change direction. Ballistic missiles don't do that. It doesn't accelerate. Ballistic missiles accelerate up to 18,000 miles per hour. This is traveling at a constant velocity, and it's going in the wrong direction. Ballistic missiles go east to west from Vandenberg to Kwajalein in the Pacific. This one seems to be going north and south. And so for all these reasons, I now lean toward the airplane theory.
You lean toward it. Have you completely ruled out that you think it's a missile?
You can't completely rule it out. However, the trail, if you take a look at it frame by frame, you can begin to see that it could very well be an airplane contrail. Realize the contrails expand very rapidly. So the base expands faster than the top.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, you get a distorted impression of which way the airplane's going. The airplane could actually be coming toward you rather than away from you because of the illusion of that contrails expand very rapidly, giving you a distorted sense of motion.
Yeah, that's a bit what Martha was talking about also. And then at sunset also, that could contribute to it.
And edge on, something that's coming out horizontally looks like it's going vertical.
Mm-hmm. If it were a missile, you would think that more people would have reported it. I mean, it's L.A., and it's a lot of air traffic over there.
That's right. And you figure that it would go up into the atmosphere, and other nations would pick it up on their radar. We see no indication of an accelerating object in the upper atmosphere. Therefore, it's probably not a ballistic missile. So that's why I'm beginning to lean more toward the airplane theory.
And then you bring up radar. Wouldn't that just settle it?
It's usually the smoking gun. And what they say is very interesting. They say no unidentified objects, meaning nothing's going out of the ordinary. Nothing's accelerating like a ballistic missile, just airplanes in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And again, pilots see nothing out of the ordinary. But pilots look at the contrail from a different angle. So when we look at something edge on, it looks like it's going vertical. When a pilot looks at it, he sees something going horizontal. And that's why pilots can say they see nothing out of the ordinary.
And as Martha said, we may never know for sure.
We may never know for sure.
Let's quickly get into radio host Bob Connor's take on this.
What do you think, Jeff?
Hey, I think it's Santa's sleigh. I've looked at all the evidence.
That's good.
And that's my conclusion.
That's good.
well, there's several possibilities. I mean, if it's accidental, then, that's one issue. If it's intentional and it's a new type of missile that the military is testing, you expect the government to deny everything and make counter-accusations because we obviously don't want our enemies to know that we're testing these new types of sophisticated missiles. The conventional wisdom right now seems to be that it's a jet aircraft that encountered some unusual atmospheric conditions and created this plume. If that's the case, however, the FAA should have told us by now what aircraft was in that vicinity, and they haven't told us that. So that's kind of puzzling. For those that think it's a jet aircraft, we should at least have the technology to figure out what aircrafts were flying over that particular airspace at that particular time and come up with some explanation.
Jeff, if a test missile or an accidental missile was launched in the region, it would have come from where? There's a number of stations around there. Which one do you think it would have come from?
Yeah, well, if it's from if it's a missile, many people think it's from possibly a submarine because land-based facilities there. You've got some marine facilities, Navy facilities in the vicinity, but if it is a missile, many people think it was from a submarine that far off the coast.
Okay. My personal feeling is it's from a submarine, and it's from a non-friendly, and it was a test to see if they could get here, fire a missile, and get back, and apparently they did. That's my theory.
If it is another nation state and they had the temerity to do that off of our coast, that's very disturbing. One, that we didn't know about it. And two, that they, have the chutzpah, so to speak, to stand up and challenge us in that way. They must perceive that we are extremely weak and won't do anything about it. So that's very disturbing if that theory is correct.
The Countdown will return in just a few moments with your calls at 800-510-8255.
Hey,
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown at 23 and change past the hour, the California missile story. What's the story? I want to hear from people in California. That's what we're talking about. We are focused here on the military correspondence and the government saying they don't know. And people in Southern California, hey, this is great conversation. You can pinpoint anybody who's been in Los Angeles in the basin there. You know exactly what they're talking about. What could have been that close in to fire off something, and where did it go? Here's Talk host Ray Appleton speaking with CBS military consultant Colonel Jeff McCausland. McCausland can't understand why the Pentagon or the FAA or the NORAD folks can't provide the public with just a plain old simple explanation of what it is.
We've got, you know, CBS, this camera caught the video of this unidentified projectile leaving a condensation trail off the California coast. The situation still remains a mystery, with the Defense Department insisting that it's not a missile. What is your theory, sir?
Well, my theory, first of all, is this is more and more now the story of why can't we figure this out than what this thing actually is. I mean, strangely enough, everybody says it's not a missile or anything. This is based on NORAD's checked and rechecked their radar tracking. It did not pick up, you know, any type of object flying through the atmosphere. The most logical thing I've heard so far is by some civilians who suggest it's actually an optical illusion. What you're seeing is the contrail from the aircraft, which is really coming towards the camera, but makes it look like it's going up because of the light. And the speed at which the contrail is forming would suggest it's more of an aircraft than more rapidly, which would be a missile. But again, the fact that we've now been a couple of days and nobody between NORAD, the Pentagon, the FAA, or anybody else continue to figure this out, is more and more the more worrisome part of the whole story.
I mean, to your trained eye, you look at this thing, Colonel, and what do you say? What is it to you?
Well, initially, it certainly does look like the photographs, and then I've watched the video. The photographs look like the contrail from, if you would, some kind of a missile or a rocket launch. Having said that, one then tracks it back to where it launched from, and it's you know, right off the coast of Los Angeles. And it's at sea, which would lead one to say it had to be launched by a submarine or a surface vessel. Again, the Navy says they have no vessels in the area. Second of all, for DOD to have done this would not have occurred this close to a major metropolitan area with all the aircraft and whatever flying. So that quickly, to my mind, becomes very unlikely, unless it was a missed launch. And now, watching the speed of the contrail, I am more convinced that the aircraft story is the most likely. But, again, I come back to this, that we can't figure it out with all these experts working on it. Causes me more worry than anything.
Yeah, it would seem with everybody working on this, all of these experts, there would be some kind of agreement, and fast. So I tend to agree with you. The story really now is has evolved into why we can't figure this damn thing out. Is there any conjecture at all that this might have been something foreign from a foreign vessel or a foreign submarine, God forbid?
Well, a foreign vessel or foreign submarine would seem to be very likely. If it was, then we're really going to worry because we're way inside U.S. territorial waters.
Yeah.
A submarine could get that close to shore without somebody figuring it out would be cause for big-time worry. Could it be a commercial vessel? I guess it could be, and there are commercial activities that have now the ability to launch missiles or rockets, though I don't know any of them that are launching them from an unstable platform like a vessel at sea. But again, both the FAA and everybody else says that there was no report of any kind of a commercial launch in the area. And the combination, again, now seems to be the Pentagon, NORAD, the FAA, and a whole bunch of other people trying to figure it out. One would think from the radar sightings of the day, which should tell you if there were objects in the air, and the flight plans that have been filed by all the commercial aircraft in the area to the FAA, somebody ought to be able to figure out what exactly this all was.
So by now you've heard the story, the mystery missile darting across the air in Southern California. Ooh, 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 are you scared? 800-510-8255. Call is coming soon on the countdown.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only. And, Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network. And if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes. Just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it's still
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
Talk radio, moving along now on the countdown. Talk radio is the focus, spoken word format. Sometimes what's big on the so-called news stations, the all-news stations, you get that in bits and pieces as well here. Let's go back to the procedure at hand, the California missile mystery. And our procedure is to listen in on some of the selected radio programs and hosts that we follow here. And one of them is talk host Rick Roberts, who says there's no question that this object we're talking about here is a or was a missile.
You cannot tell me for one nanosecond that nobody knows what this is. It's not a freaking UFO. It's a missile. This video that appears to show a missile launch off the coast of California is so far unexplained. Nobody knows what it is. What could this be? Maybe an airplane contract. Unless that airplane's going straight up at about Mach 2, I don't think it's an airplane. No one in the military knows. I loved the newscast last night. Well, the military's still scratching their head. What do you think it was? A Pentagon spokesman told reporters yesterday, "We don't know. It's mysterious. Could be nothing more than an airplane." Have you seen the video? Do airplanes take off from a platform and go straight up in the air? I had a flight like that once out of Bismarck, North Dakota, but that's not what this is. According to a post on contrailscience.com, the visible exhaust from a jet engine, a trail of condensed water vapor called a contrail, I guess, resembles a missile. It's a freaking missile. How many of you have seen this video? If that's an airplane, it's from planet Xenon someplace. The confusion between a missile launch and a jet plane launch is caused by several common misconceptions. The site notes explaining that the angle of the launch, the direction of... I'm no jet expert. I fly, but I'm no jet expert. I'm certainly no military expert. The USS Ronald Reagan was out on training exercises. And I love this. 8 hours after this, they're still... Well, we're trying to determine if maybe it was an accidental missile launch from the Reagan. You're telling me that you're on the Reagan and a missile is launched and nobody knows? were trying to figure out if a missile was launched from the Reagan. Well, this would be easy. Call them up and ask them. I'm pretty sure if a missile is launched off a military ship, somebody is probably aware of it. You're not sitting on the ship playing, what was that? I don't know. Seagull. Come on. Officials still aren't 100% sure. So the military is taking steps to review its missile inventory. It's a missile. You don't misplace a missile. If a missile launches, somebody's going to know that. But the military informed us late Tuesday they're going to take an inventory of the missiles to determine if one is missing. Good God.
I would second that emotion, frankly. How about you? 800-510-8255. You're just joining us. We started out by listening to a retired Navy captain saying somebody knows, but nobody is telling. Somebody knows the trouble we have. And then there have been all kinds of aviation experts back and forth. And I guess that it now boils down to you and me at 800-510-8255. How do you want to write the headline for this? In some way, shape, or form, what impact does this have on all of us that we don't know? Does it make you, other people, this is scary. No damage was done. Could be that somebody has from another country, right? Or maybe even another planet. And I'm not trying to be facetious. Some outside experts have simple explanations for the uproar. Some do not. The Pentagon says it was a plane. You believe them? I don't believe them for a second. Any government agency, I don't believe them. That's just the way I am. I don't believe the government, any government, state, local, federal, forget it. 800-510-8255. John Pike says this thing is so obviously an airplane. Really? Let's see here. We have Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell saying that because a helicopter in flight recorded the video of the incident, it employed a visual angle that distorted the arc of the contrail. The effect was compounded by the distinctive lighting of the sky at twilight. Net result was an optical illusion. Really? Here's a blog post titled, "It Ain't No Thing." Arms control person Jeffrey Lewis says the short explanation is that we don't see a lot of jet contrails head-on, especially from the vantage point of a helicopter, so it looks like a missile to everybody else, including former deputy secretaries of defense, but it probably isn't. Nor is this the first time a jet contrail has triggered anxious speculation about a mystery in the heavens. There's a website called Contrail Science that Rick Roberts was just talking about, says, eh, come on. Was there something, do you remember the balloon boy thing? Remember that happened last year? Could there be something like that going on here? Who knows? Take a deep breath and help yourself to 800-510-8255. Some people who have been in the service for a long time have stories to tell. Remember the stories about the TWA airliner being hit by a missile or something like that, and there a laser and went down into Long Island Sound. Nobody ever really figured out what the story with that was. I think there are all kinds of things going on. Hey, listen, when you spend almost $700 billion a year on defense, there are toys that get used, and the boys and girls who are using the toys don't quite know how to use them. That's not condemning, damning the men and women who are in the service, but it is reality. You know it if you've been in the service, and I know it. There are a lot of things that the service doesn't even want. They don't want some of the toys that they get voted to take by those gentlemen and gentle ladies in Congress who decide that they want to spend some of your money and help out their pals in the military-industrial complex. I think that's very plausible, I think. That's a plausible explanation. Okay, so Joe and Rachel and Liz and Brett and Zachary and Michael and Holly and Chris and Andrew and Bob and Tim and Frank and Richard, you hold on. We get right to your calls. It's 19 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What will you build? A wall? a roof, a room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
After age 21, young adults with disabilities age out of the services and supports provided by law through the school system. As a result, families are faced with concerns about their adult child's immediate needs for employment, housing, independence, health care, and financial security. Patricia Wright is Director of Autism Services for Easter Seals, a nonprofit offering services to people with disabilities.
Parents of adult children with developmental disabilities are really struggling with concerns that impact every aspect of their lives, especially when it comes to their financial well-being and independence. They are particularly fearful about what will happen to their son or daughter with a disability when they are no longer able to care for them, yet have done little to prepare for that time. Easter Seals is working to raise awareness of and advocate for the lifelong services families desperately need.
For more information from Easter Seals' new study about parents of adult children with disabilities, visit easterseals.com. I'm Lee Shepard.
800-510-8255. You go to dougstefan.com should you want to follow what we're doing with the story background, or talkradiocountdown.com. The story is of the missile and the conversation about the missile. Let's get to Bob, who's a Californian. That's a good place to start with people who have been affected by all this most directly. Hi, Bob.
You know, I think it was I think there's a good chance that it was a contrail from an airplane. I'm up early. I head to work. I'm oftentimes heading 8 east, and will very often see high in the atmosphere before the sun breaks the horizon that the sun is reflecting off of some pretty fly-high in altitude airplanes with a contrail. And I think that there's enough similarity there. Not looking and seeing it live, I admit that the pictures I saw looked like it was going straight up. So without seeing it live, I'm not sure if it really was or if it was a plane gaining altitude. You know, I think you can think of a couple of other possibilities. I know that out of Edwards, that's where we used to have the U-2s fly. And possibly it is a spy plane that had low altitude, launched off of Edwards, off the coast there, and then start to gain altitude heading east to do some spy mission. That seems a possibility if it was gaining altitude rapidly. Another one, boy, I'd be hopeful, but I don't know that'd be the case, but is there the possibility of a plane that goes into space without rocket boosters, that it has its own booster engine. If it really went straight up like a missile, that would seem a possibility, and it would be fine that they're not going to tell us.
All right, Bob, thank you. 800-510-8255. The Department of Defense unable to identify the origins of this missile or whatever it is in the airspace off the coast of Southern California. That's what we're talking about here. The operative word is unexplainable, says Colonel Dave Lappin, the spokesperson for the Pentagon. He said that there is no indication thus far it was launched by the U.S. military, and none of the branches of the armed services have taken responsibility, noting that he could not confirm if NORAD had detected the object. He said that there is not yet alarm over the sighting, but the situation could change and you could become more scared. Let's scare the public a little bit more. What do you think? The missile captured on tape Monday night by a camera aboard a helicopter operated by KCBS in, KCBS is not in Los Angeles. KCBS television is in Los Angeles, right. KCBS radio is in San Francisco. not as good as KNEW that you're listening to there now. 800-510-8255. Jaron, listening in Puerto Rico. Go ahead with your thoughts on this, Jaron. You're live on the countdown.
Yeah, how you doing, Doug? I'm going to have to say that this is definitely a cover-up. This is along the lines of embarrassment. I think that they know exactly what it is. It was an accident, and they just don't want to admit it because it would be embarrassing to other international relationships and maybe possibly to citizens to think that the military could make this kind of mistake.
Yeah. Well, as I said a few minutes ago, a lot of toys around, and some people, you know, we always worry about the more complex the toy, the more likely it is to get out of control and do crazy stuff. There have been books and movies about that possibility, so you underscore that theory. Thank you, sir, for your call at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can call our text line, 646-926-DOUG. Answer on Twitter.com/countdown, but make sure that you tell us who you are. Here is Union saying, I think it's pretty likely this is just a contrail from a jet flying horizontally, viewed from the right angle. The jet flashes a couple of times as surfaces reflect the setting sun. This type of contrail happens very often. There are more photos of similar misidentifications that are available on this contrailscience.com/a problem of perspective. There you go. Let's see here. Casey says, this is not a jet contrail. I am an imaging analyst. Jet vapor trails leave distinctive spacing between engines and do not show the velocity that this thing is exhibiting. You can clearly see exhaust and vapor being thrown out of the missile. Plus, you can clearly see on two different videos the point of origin and the white-blue flame. On top of all this, there is a NOTAM, N-O-T-A-M, for the L.A. area for 8th of November. A NOTAM. Oh, okay. There's a... He sends a copy of a restriction memo due to Naval Air Warfare Center Weapons Division activation of what is described as W-537 in this area. In the interest of safety, all non-participating pilots are advised to avoid W-537. That must be the area. IFR traffic under the jurisdiction should anticipate clearance around W-537. And CAE-1176. CAE-1155 will not be available for oceanic transition. CAE-1316 and CAE-1318 will not be available for oceanic transition. Huh. That's pretty interesting. What do you believe? What's your reaction? Robert says this is a freaking missile. All right. There it is. Tracking your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Back to California. And, Tim, you are now on the countdown. Go ahead, please, sir.
I grew up in the Space Coast. My dad was working as a space center. So I've been watching rockets and shuttles go up my entire life. I was standing here at work yesterday right on the ocean. I watched that thing go up. It was consistent with every rocket launch that I've seen, with the exception of the initial trajectory. But one of the things that you can look for that I think would point it out to be a missile as opposed to an airplane or something else would be the thicker contrail, as it's got low altitude, which is due to it accelerating, right? So as it continues to accelerate, it gets thinner and thinner and higher in the atmosphere. You know, from my perspective, you know, 24 inches along the horizon, and then it made a hard turn. And also I'd say that I just really haven't seen aircraft make a turn like that. And then it did go straight vertical. I can't say that I heard the thunder from the rocket. It was far enough away. But curiously enough, there was also what appeared to be the submarine command ship just off the coast from San Onofre, or Camp Pendleton here. Be that what it may, the timing is awfully interesting considering that we're engaging in, you know, strong economic, you could call it, negotiations with China right now. Just printed $600 billion, and they're probably not real excited about it. So there's potential in my mind that it's either China or us firing off a rocket saying, look what I've got.
All right, what are you believing as we move forward here? What are your thoughts? 800-510-8255.
hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Popping around Facebook to see what the people are saying there. Pretty much all in line with what we've been talking about here. I don't see anything extraordinary, except there's a vast difference from people's point of view as to whether it is a missile or an unidentified flying object or whether it's a contrail, yada, yada, yada. I err on the side of speculation. How about you? 800-510-8255. Let's move inland a little bit. Frank, listening in Arizona with a comment on the countdown.
Whenever something like this happens, there's always these idiots come out with all these different opinions. It's almost like the authorities that be are listening to all these things and say, hey, that sounds good. Let's go with that one. So I got another one for you. Maybe it was a Goodyear blimp. This thing is crazy. I mean, it's just nuts. And one day we'll find out, but maybe we ought to watch the forced retirements from the military. We'll find out who goofed. It's nuts. You know, I spent 28 years in the military, and you just never know what's going to happen from one day to the next. And you find out when you're in the military and around those type of environments, everybody expects you to know everything just because you're in it, but you don't. The best thing to do when you don't really know what you're talking about is just keep your mouth shut.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for that. I guess that you said what you want, so we'll find somebody else that will not want to keep their mouth shut, like Richard in Maryland on the other side of the country. You're it, sir.
The first problem is that the government classifies everything. I mean, even the cost of the presidential trip to India is classified. And for the life of me, I can't think of what the national security threat is to reveal what the trip costs. But in any event, let me give you my theory on the mystery missile. A couple of months ago, 60 Minutes did a special on cyber warfare, and it revealed that the Pentagon and its computer systems are under cyber attack thousands of times a day. And then if you remember, about 2 weeks ago, there was a story that we lost contact with 50 ICBMs for about an hour. We lost the ability to communicate with them, to launch them, and these were loaded with nukes. And this was due to a cyber attack. Now, what would be a reason that the military would play dumb about this missile launch? Well, how about if due to a cyber attack, they were able to launch one of our missiles? I don't believe in coincidence. I think that they hacked into our system, whoever they are, and because they're always testing us, and they were able to launch one of our missiles. And that's pretty scary.
Whoever they are. Woo-hee. All right. You scared yet? like Halloween, right? Here is Charlie, another Californian, with his thoughts. What do you say?
Good morning. Yeah, I've lived here my whole life. These are very common, and I'd like to just let everybody know, look at the direction it was going. Don't worry about it until they start heading inbound. These are very common, and we bag on people like North Korea when they test launch one. So do you think we're going to come out and say, oh, yeah, we're going to launch one? They're very common. These are very common in California. You know, if they've been in the news before. I don't know if you're familiar with Southern California, but, yeah, you see these very, very common. Very, very common. I don't see what the big, you know, news story is. It's obviously a missile. I mean, jets don't, that's not a jet, it's not a plane, it's not a UFO, it's a missile. And whether it's, like I said, if it's a private company or it's the government's not going to come out and say, hey, we're test launching things off the coast of California. They're not going to admit to anything, nor should they.
All right, let's keep it buttoned up. Zip it up. 800-510-8255. Pretty good. There's a lot of energy behind these calls because people are interested in stuff like this. It's different than the usual bill of fare. John, you're in Minnesota, and you're on the air.
Real quickly, first off, I want to let you know that I agree with theory about the another country trying to just show us what they can do. I was a submariner for 8 years, served aboard three missile submarines back in the 60s and early 70s. And the technology has increased tremendously since then. And our primary job was to cover our targets and remain undetected. So I'm sure the new submarines would have the capabilities quite a bit better than that. But I do think that we would be able to find that missile, which I'm sure we've got ships racing to do that right now. And we would also be able to determine who launched it. But I think it was something to stick it in our face and say, look, we could hit you anywhere we want, at any time we want. And I'm not normally a conspiracy theorist, but I also thought just recently while I was waiting to talk to you about the recent couple of times that we've lost communication with our anti-ballistic missiles.
There's something there. He's got a new... sort of, it's not, well, yeah, it pushes that new theory. Well, we could spend a lot of time on this, time's up. So, what do you think? You'll think about this during the day today. I know you will. You think it's a missile, think it's a plane, look up in the sky, yada, yada. But thank you for your enthusiasm during this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show.